It is our big story of this morning. A lot of twists and turns. This is of the murder of Hollywood publicist Ronnie Chasen and the apparent suspect who shot himself to death last night.
And with us now on the KNX 1070 Newsline is Nikki Fink, editor-in-chief of Deadline Hollywood. Nikki, this guy bragged to his neighbors about killing Chasen, saying he's going to get $10,000 for it. You know, I mean, the fact that a person of interest killed himself would seem to be that might be some sort of real link. He might be onto something. What are you hearing?
Well, look, right now, the police, I mean, the Beverly Hills Police Department is notoriously tight-lipped whenever there's a murder in their area. And they're true to form. There's a little bit more coming out of the Hollywood police and the LAPD. But, I mean, right now, nobody understands exactly, was this guy the shooter? Was this guy hired by somebody? How exactly he fits in. But the fact is that police got the search warrant. They went to the Harvey apartments, and in the lobby, they encounter this guy who has a gun, and in front of them just shoots himself. What is really the question is, what is behind all this? Why would anybody hire someone to shoot and slay Ronnie Chasen, one of the most popular Hollywood publicists around?
Certainly, Nikki, a lot of questions. As you mentioned, very few answers coming out from police right now. But let's just say this guy did pull the trigger. He couldn't have been a professional hitman, right? Because, I mean, hitmen, as you've sort of alluded to, I mean, they don't kill themselves. They don't shoot themselves in the head. And what sort of evidence might he left behind?
You know, we know that when it comes to hitmen, I mean, you know, we see that the TV aspect of it where, you know, it's somebody professional hired by the mob. But there's also the kind of guy who's sitting in a bar and somebody offers money to. I mean, $10,000 is an enormous amount of money for any kind of hit, which is why my sources are telling me not to necessarily believe these neighbors. Because, I mean, $10,000, these guys will do something like that for $500.
And why would anyone put a hit on Ronnie Chasen?
That's it. I mean, there has been endless speculation ranging from stories about she found herself embroiled in some sort of art scandal and was going to testify against people and people wanted to shut her up, to reports about that, again, embroiled in some kind of gambling thing. Not her, but people around her. I mean, it's just speculation at this point.
Is there anything you're still thinking it might be a mistake?
I have always believed that it was, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time and in the middle of something that she didn't know. But ballistics experts are starting to come forward and say, given the angle of the shots, given the way they were placed in the body, that she knew her shooter. Oh, she may have known her shooter. And that's kind of important information versus just something random.
All right. Nikki Fink, editor-in-chief of Deadline Hollywood, thanks for joining us this morning.